The outpouring of people helping those in need has been enormous in Houston over the past few days. One example is a group of restaurateurs and chefs who got together to supply food to both victims and first responders. Houston Public Media's Tamika Weatherspoon paid a visit. She joins me now from the Convention Center. Tamika, what are the restaurants doing?
They're gathering together to help each other and to help the community. So we visited Reef Restaurant today, and they're making so much food. Yesterday, they told me they made 10,000 meals to give away to hospitals, evacuees, and first responders. I talked with a co-owner of the restaurant, Jennifer Coswell, and she said the restaurant community is just really tight-knit, and they just wanted to do something to help.
As we sat there and watched what was going on, and we knew that we would not be able to come back in here and serve our customers, we knew that we had product that had to be gone through. We also knew that we had customers and vendors that wanted to help, and we wanted to turn the kitchen into a hub to be able to do that. And we know that our chef community and our restaurant community is such a strong and well-knit community that we could get everybody on the same page and working together towards that goal.
So, Tamika, how do the restaurants figure out how and where to send the food?
Well, initially it seemed like they just put the word out that they were available to help in any way that anyone needed. And, you know, I was talking to some chefs this morning, and they were saying now they're just getting requests. They're getting text messages, you know, can you please help us with this? And they're more than happy to help. And they're getting a lot of volunteers, too. So I talked with a volunteer who's helping in another way. His name was Gavin Tarabi, and he was going around to precincts, and he went to a station in Southwest Houston to see what they needed.
They were down to basically tortilla chips and water, and I said, instead of, you know, helping aimlessly wander, let's direct our focus. And it started out, we asked how many mouths do you have. They said, we can't tell you. So we guesstimated, bought 50, and 50 turned into 100, and 100 turned into 200, and like I said, we're up into 2,000s now.
And Miles, like I said, people are volunteering in a lot of different ways. One really crucial way is physically driving the food to these locations, to these hospitals, to these shelters. I talked with and rode with a volunteer driver. His name was Mark Austin, and he pointed out he's delivering food from some of the best places to eat in Houston.
In the last 24 hours, I've delivered food from Reef, Real Restaurant, Hugo's, Brennan's. So it's not, we're not just delivering ham sandwiches to people, we're delivering hot, fresh, best product food, you know, from James Beard award-winning chefs.
Tamika, I imagine there are a lot of other people in a lot of other places that could use this kind of service. I think of assisted living facilities, even private homes. Are there plans to expand?
Well, right now they're really trying to get organized because demand's so high. And they're really just getting off the ground. You know, so many restaurants had some flooding issues and travel issues, and they have just so many demands they need to meet. I was talking to one chef, and he was saying, you know, they ran out of protein really quickly, but because of all the volunteers, they were able to get it within the hour. Another restaurant owner said, you know, what we really need is a refrigerated truck. But, you know, the need changes minute by minute as the situation here keeps changing.
It's great to see that kind of response. Tamika Weatherspoon with Houston Public Media, thank you.
Thank you.